Jason Cairns is on the radio from his home in Eau Claire, jasoncairns.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought of you this morning as soon as I got into the car, about almost an hour ago, right here on this very old radio station, WWIB, about 4:50 or so in the morning, the Chris Tomlin song, singing the Andrew Peterson tune, Is He Worthy? And as I heard the line, Is Anyone Whole? And then it comes up again, I couldn't help but think of you.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like that song so much.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
I think the link between wholeness and holiness is probably tighter than even I think it is. And I recently purchased a book. I haven't started reading it yet, called Becoming Whole and Holy. And I think it was written by a professor or a couple of professors at Bethel University in the Twin Cities. So I'm looking forward to getting into that.
It just, I don't know, all of a sudden I got emotional. Like, as soon as I got in my car, it's just such a beautiful song. And then, but just that idea of, yes, you know, is anyone, and it's asking this question, is anyone whole? And a couple of questions for you about that this morning. One of them is, how did you, it's not like you've always, how did you get into this wholeness thing? And then take me to Matthew. I love your explanation of Matthew 5:48, because it's Jesus right there in the Sermon on the Mount, and we always hear it, we've so often heard it as be perfect, which feels like impossible, and it feels like that's like the law. But be whole feels much more inviting to me.
Yeah. You know, I think it probably started with reading Kurt Thompson's book, The Anatomy of the Soul, which actually is a book about interpersonal neurobiology, how the brain functions in a relational way. And he in that book talked about Jesus as the most integrated person that has ever lived, having the most integrated mind of anybody ever. And that resonated with me. And then sometime later, I read Chuck DeGroat's book, Wholeheartedness, which, as I've said on here multiple times, is probably one of the most influential books in terms of how I think. And so, you know, it was a number of things coming together. Chuck DeGroat, Kurt Thompson, Brené Brown, for sure, who were all writing about this idea of wholeness. But one of the things that Chuck DeGroat talked about in Wholeheartedness is Matthew 5:48, which typically is rendered, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And for me, that's a verse, when I read it that way, that takes a lot of wind out of my sails. I
mean,
it feels impossible, largely because it is.
It feels like it's the law, right, yeah.
Right, exactly. You know, and it seems connected to behavior. It seems connected to trying to do well on tests. And, you know, as a closet perfectionist, man, that just stirs me. But he had quoted Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was certainly a great biblical writer.
Brilliant.
Many years ago, who had said it's actually better translated, be whole as your Father in heaven is whole. And I mean, that set off a tuning fork in me, and I was like, boy, that really resonates. And I went back to the Greek. I pulled out, you know, I have a big dictionary of Greek words, and to say, okay, is this accurate, or are they just making this up? And no, it does fit. I've talked to friends of mine who are better studied in Greek than I am, and that really seems to be the heart of what is being communicated there. And so I think for me, that's been certainly a mission to communicate that we're called into this life of wholeness.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, that's great stuff. So I think some of those who want to dive in, you've talked a lot about Chuck DeGroat, the wholeheartedness, and Brené Brown, I mentioned the other day, I've been listening to Dare to Lead. But the Anatomy of the Soul, and what Kurt Thompson had said too. Hey, help me with this, because we're doing a one-week promotion here on WWIB. It's Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. It's presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, and there is less than 2 days left. You got today and tomorrow only. We're challenging WIB listeners to match the funds in our online tip jar so we can surprise a bunch of our area restaurant workers, you know, starting next week and beyond, with some big, huge, giant tips. Now, we've raised about $3,660 from these great sponsors. Marquardt ponying up $2,500. Thank you so much to them. Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls adding $500. along with $250 generously given by Hawk Electric of Western Wisconsin. And again, Jim and Marie from Menominee and Mark from Rice Lake, gifts of $50. So we need other listeners, Jason. I don't know, did you work in the restaurant biz at all?
I did. You know, I started out, my first job was as a dishwasher in a truck stop, and moved up to becoming a line cook and eventually a short order cook and manager in a truck stop. And so that was a really good experience.
You've come by those pretty impressive cooking skills, honestly. Okay.
One of the things I say is I've probably cooked more than 25,000 eggs in my life.
So, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's one of my life skills.
Yeah. Well, so again, just invite the listeners to take part in this biggest tip jar promotion, right?
You know, I think that's true. I've been trying. I think the first time you and I went out to breakfast recently, which had been a long, long time, I left a really big tip because, in the service professions like this, they're hurting, you know, and I think that's it's good to be paying attention.
Yeah.
Christians have a reputation for being stingy, and it would be great to be able to reverse that.
Yeah. Well, our listeners don't have a reputation for that, and they're stepping up, and we need them to continue to just today and tomorrow. It's a one week only. We'll see if we can match what our generous sponsors have done.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cairns, WWIB.
We've been asking you all throughout this week, and now just today and tomorrow left. Will you help us make someone's day? We're going to surprise servers at local restaurants with some big tips next week, and we would be so honored if you would help us do that. It's called Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jars, presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, and less than 2 days left to meet the matching goal. Through tomorrow, we're challenging you to match the funds in our online tip jar so we can surprise a bunch of our area restaurant workers with big, very generous tips. Marquardt is going to match up to $2,500. There's additional matching funds in the jar generously given by Tim's Auto Care Center of Eau Claire, Sylvan Learning Center of Western Wisconsin, and New Age Inspection, where John gives you more than just a home inspection. They're phenomenal at what they do. All told, we have $3,660 available to be matched, but only through tomorrow. And just want to highlight this. Terry and Tracy came in from Cadott, and they gave a gift of $234 for the tip jar. And there's a little story behind it. They said one of their favorite Christmas traditions is to go out to eat and leave their server a great big tip. And then they kind of like scurry away so that there's no time for the server to thank them or anything. They just want to bless them and do it kind of secretively. And we're so thankful that they're helping us do the same thing.
It would be kind of fun, though, to hide and watch the
reaction. That's kind of what they do, I think, is that they Michelle was talking to them, and I think, and Terry and Tracy can call in if it's a little bit different. But I think what they do is again, you know, they leave. You know, so it's not about, oh, wow, look what a nice thing we did. But they still want to see the reaction.
Yeah.
So that's one of their Christmas traditions.
Oh, that's fun.
Really, really cool. If you would like to help us as well, again, any amount helps. You can go to WWIB.com/tipjar. That's WWIB.com. There's a big red banner on the top, too, that you can click on to give a big tip.
So I want to issue a challenge. I don't know. I've been thinking about this since we started this promotion. And you know, even we closed out the show on Tuesday, and I was just like, you know, sometimes, not only with this, but so many things in life, you can think, I'm going to let somebody else get it.
Sure.
And so finally this morning, Holy Spirit, conscience, whatever it is for me, I'm just kind of like, you know what? I want to put some skin in the game. But I want to challenge the WIB listeners along the way at, 396-1670, or basically you give online, wib.com/tipjar, right? But, I'm going to plunk down 25, but here, you know, $25, and I want to challenge as many as 25 listeners to do the same.
Okay.
Come on now. I mean, you know, a lot of you make as much or more than I do, and so you can do this. I mean, we just heard from some listeners, $234. I'm doing like 10% of that, but $25, come on now. That would be a great tip, right? I mean, if you left that, but if we're to pool that together with others, and so I'm saying, can we get 25 listeners who'd give $25 or more?
That would be phenomenal. And just as a quick addendum here, too, you know, you played that song for our friend Dan, who trucks from Janesville.
I saw that.
And he just gave $103.70, like us, 103.7, just gave $103.70 to Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar to thank you for playing that song for him this morning. So thank you, Dan.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, he said that was, I had no idea. So,
Halvo's issued the challenge this morning. Issued the challenge. Can we find 25 people, you know, before the end of the matching goal? But, you know, What about before the end of the day? What about, dare I say, before the end of the show? Is that mm-hmm. possible?
Yeah.
There's wow. thousands of you listening.
There we go. Throughout the end of the show, the
Maybe.
Day, tomorrow. So perfect song then. Third day. I need a miracle. WWIB. This is the day way back in 1974 on this day, April 8th, that Hank Aaron surpassed the great Babe Ruth as the all-time home run king. Vin Scully had the call.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
And, of course, the Hank Aaron, he had his minor league ball with the Eau Claire team here in the
yeah.
50s. And the statue there at Carson Park. And
an icon in baseball.
Absolutely. And they're going to honor him, remember him with his passing at the All-Star game, which is now going to be in Denver instead of Atlanta. But even the racial aspect of that, Caleb, I mean, so much hate mail that he got. People just didn't want to see that racial aspect and the hate mail that was there. And he just handled it always with such class.
Yeah, I mean, and it reminds me of one of my favorite baseball movies, 42, about Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
And
yeah.
man, that if you haven't seen that before, just
that
a phenomenal,
great.
Phenomenal. Not just a sports movie, but again, the way Jackie Robinson faced so mm-hmm. much, I mean, just absolute hatred playing a sport.
Right.
And again, the courage to not fight back. It is incredible.
I think sometimes people, Jackie Robinson rightly gets a lot of attention breaking the barrier like that. And yet at the same time, this is Hank Aaron many years later.
Yeah.
Right?
And still,
exactly.
still facing an incredible, incredible
yeah.
Ignorance and hate. And so, yeah, man, I'm so glad that there's a piece of our local history here that's tied to Hammer and Hank.
Absolutely.
We already have our first friend of the show who's taking you up on your $25
really?
Challenge.
Good.
Thank you to Vicky and Mark from Eau Claire. Again, Havo, you laid out this challenge. Mm-hmm. You know what? We've got Melinda. Thank you for chipping in $10 to the tip jar. All of these going to, again, our local Wisconsin restaurants, and we're going to go out and surprise our waiters and waitresses with some really big tips because of those matching funds available.
Let me read what Vicky says. She says, done. Interestingly enough, Mark, her husband, and I, Vicky, had just discussed giving $25 this morning, only I hadn't gotten online yet. Thanks for the push, Mark.
There you go. Thank
All right.
you so much, Vicky. Thank you, Melinda from Holman, who gave a gift as well, too. So, again, we have that challenge mm-hmm. out there, and every single cent of this is going to, again, Western Wisconsin restaurants. We're going to be able to go out and surprise them, bless them. What you're doing is you're helping us make someone's day. And we mm-hmm. have, again, over $3,600 in funds available to be matched only through tomorrow. So, again, we've crept over the $1,000 mark, but we still have a ways to go.
All right.
But can't wait. Can't wait to see what happens in the next 2 days here.
All right. Well, people are responding to the $25 challenge and the generosity of Dan the Trucker from Janesville giving $103.70 to the biggest tip jar promotion, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And so, again, we had Vicky and Mark stepping up to your $25 challenge and giving $25 and saying, hey, thanks for the extra push to remember to do mm-hmm. it. We had Melinda from Holman who chipped in $10. We had Betty from Eau Claire who also responded to your $25 challenge. And again, we're looking for 25,
mm-hmm. yep, around 25 people.
Friends of the show to give $25.
Or more.
But also, and I'm just waiting for my screen to refresh here, looking at the pledge from earlier, our friend Dan, who's a truck driver from
yeah.
the Janesville area and comes from the WIB listening area regularly and requested a song this morning, and Havel played it for him.
Red Letters
and,
from Crowder.
Yeah, and so Ben and Crystal from Chippewa Falls, they said, hey, Mark and Dan inspired our tip, and they're giving $103.70, just like our main frequency
you.
To the tip jar.
Yeah.
And they mentioned Molly Thai, Coos Asian Express, a couple restaurants they know that have struggled. And again, we welcome that. Let
yeah.
us know. We can't promise we'll go every single place, but let us know if you know of a local restaurant that struggled. Marcy from Bloomer, thank you. Thank you so much for pledging $100. And then this was a fun one this morning. So this is from our friend Susan from Eau Claire, and she says, our dog Tip keeps hearing his name, so is pledging $25 per paw.
Per paw?
Per paw.
Wow. Thank you.
So, yeah, very, very nice. And, yeah, we even got a little picture of Tip as well, too. So
if it's 25 again, per paw, that's That's 100. Does that count as four pledges of 25? That would be my question.
It could. We'll have to go to replay right. review, but well, I mean, I think we've got six judges. Of the 25 already.
Oh,
so
fantastic. And Maria called in from Eau Claire, and she said she's going to give online 25.
Whoa.
So we'll be looking for that.
Thank
and
you.
Again,
thank
we,
you.
We've tried to make it at the website, wib.com, really easy, right? I mean, even describe it for people
yeah,
who haven't
so,
been there.
Again, you can go to wib.com/tipjar in your browser, or if you're like, I don't really know about the slashes and stuff, it's fine. You just go to wib.com, any browser, any device. It's nice and easy and simple. And at the very top of the page, there's a big red banner that says click here to give for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And again, we have matching funds available through tomorrow from our generous business sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, which is Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. $2,500 they've put up. Thank you. Thank you. Again, as you scroll down and give, you can see all of our sponsors and what they have promised to match if we're able to reach that. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, I like to cut. My fingernails are cut. I mean, it just seems like it's the right thing. For me, I mean, I don't know. It could differ. One of my sons will sometimes have longer fingernails, and I'm like, don't you think you should go cut those?
Don't look at mine then, brother, because I'm sitting here kind of, as we were talking about this off the air, I'm kind of, well, look at these. They need to be cut. And my wife reminds me, but you can see they're kind of jagged because I pick at them
Caleb,
nervously.
When I think of this particular son, I only have two, so you take your guess, but it's not Dawson. And the fact is that, I mean, they're really long, and I'm like, much, much longer than that.
Oh,
I'm not saying
that'd
right
be a little
now.
Bit better.
And maybe that'll work for him in soccer. But the fact of the matter is that a Texas woman is breaking her own fingernail record. Ayanna Williams first set the record for longest fingernails on a pair of hands in 2017 with 226.9 inches. So apparently in fingernail measurement, which sounds like it could be an Olympic sport, you measure the length of each fingernail on all 10 fingers.
Okay, and then
and
put them all together?
And she was 226.9 inches. That was 4 years ago.
4 years ago. What happened since?
Since, Caleb, she did not cut them. So they continued to grow. And she has now bested herself. And her fingernails now collectively measure, I want some more music, they now collectively measure, drum roll, 288.8 inches.
Almost 300 inches of fingernails?
She grew them another 62 inches.
How do you, like, brush your hair back from your face without getting flesh wounds? How do you take a shower? How do you tie your shoes? How do you use scotch tape?
How do you hold hands with your husband?
What?
280.
It makes social distancing way easy. Here, handshake. Oh, we're 6 feet apart.
I want to get her on the line because here's the thing. William says that she will cut her record-breaking nails for the first time in, what do you think, 5 years?
With 10, a hacksaw?
15, 20, 25. For the first time in 30 years.
Oh, dear. That's almost as long as I've been alive is how long this woman has been growing out her fingernails. They just keep growing and growing. It's like the Energizer Bunny.
Cut your nails. Her parents have been telling her for 30 years. Isn't it time to cut your nails?
Not to gross people out, but do you ever, like, you know, dig in your ear, like, scratch your ear a little bit, too, because there's, like, something in there? I just think, like,
all the things you can't do.
Oh.
In case you wanted to know, her nails will be on display at Ripley's Believe It or Not Orlando Auditorium. That's the ODD Auditorium in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Kids on vacation, we're going to go see this lady's record-breaking nails. $25, I'm committing. The Halverson family committing to the biggest tip jar promotion, which runs through tomorrow before we go out and start blessing some of these great restaurant servers trying to match what the generous sponsors have done, $3,660. And I'm saying 25 people, can 25 different listeners step up and give 25 or more? How are we doing?
And here's the thing. I said with your challenge, let's see if we can get 25, giving 25 or more before the
you
end
did.
Of the show.
You and did.
We are on the way here. Thank you to Renee from Barron, who just gave $25 at WWIB.com. Again, wib.com/tipjar. Marion from Tony just gave $25. Tip the dog, who's a really handsome boy. Tip the dog from Eau Claire just gave $25 times each paw. We've weighed in on that. Some of you have weighed in as well.
Man.
And yeah, that counts for four because it's for each paw. So it's $100.
Tip is like my favorite dog. Way to go, Tip.
Marcy from Bloomer with a $100 gift. Ben and Crystal from Chippewa Falls were inspired by Dan, the trucker from Janesville, who gave $103.70 to the tip jar, like our frequency. Mm-hmm. So they gave as well. Betty from Eau Claire gave $25 to the tip jar. Melinda from Holman gave $10 to the tip jar. Vicky and Mark from Eau Claire gave $25 to the tip jar. So again, we're at that double digit mark already here and looking for 25. So we need again, and I'm not going to try and do math while I'm talking, but right around 15
right.
more
Let's
before 9 o'clock.
In the final
1 hour left.
Of the show, whip.com. Make it happen.
We have a text and an email related to Wisconsin's biggest tip jar here. And this is awesome. And again, you all have been responding to Mark's challenge of 25 folks matching or exceeding his $25 gift. And again, I think we're into the low double digits already here. So my challenge was, could we do this before the end of the show, before 9 a.m.? But here's an email that we just received via studio at WWIB.com. Melissa says, I've been meaning to send this since Monday. She says, about a week ago, I received my stimulus check and asked God to show me how to use it. Then I heard about your Wisconsin's biggest tip jar promotion and loved the idea. What further stirred my heart to give was thinking about what might be God's version of stimulus and having Hebrews 10:24 come to mind, Melissa says. And that, of course, says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. She says, may this spur on others to contribute to this opportunity for love and good deeds. And she says, thank you, WWIB, for loving your community so well. And again, I just want to say, it's not about WWIB, but we just want to be instruments in the Redeemer's hands and be the outworking of your generosity. When we go next week to hopefully as many restaurants as possible, when we go there and drop off these big tips after dining in or taking out or what have you, to have these precious people who've gone through a really, really tough year know that you all, who may never have met them and may not be from those communities, that you all love them. People they have never met, love them. That is going to be such a testimony, and I cannot wait to see what God might do out of that.
It just feels like this is Christian radio at its best, you know? That's what it feels like. Here is Bob on the listener line at 396-1670 from Rice Lake. He says, such a great cause, guys. Thanks for putting that tip challenge out. I'm from out of town, and assuming the restaurants in the Eau Claire area will be the ones supported, but I'm remembering my early days going to the Technical College in Eau Claire and working the weekends for Fuzzy Thurston's Left Guard as a busboy. My
right
two
on.
Roommates and I were worked there as we bused tables for the dining room as well as banquet parties in the conference area, so we were really working hard. The waitress's tips were also to help pay our wage. That memory convicted me to give back to the Eau Claire area. I'll commit two $15 pledges in memory of the greatest quarterback character of all times, Bart Starr.
I love how Bob is always about the Packers.
He is.
You're our man,
oh,
Bob.
He's Packer
Bob from Rice Lake. And I will jump in real quick here as well, too, and say, this is not just the Eau Claire area. Yes, there will be Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls restaurants, but we are absolutely willing to drive and plan to drive because the WIB listening area is very vast. So I will say, probably more of them will be from the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, but we are absolutely planning to drive to other areas. So let us know. Let us know if there's a restaurant in your city when you give at WWIB.com/tipjar. Let us know if there's a place in your city that we could consider going to, and we're going to try to go to as many places as we can. And if multiple people mention the same restaurant, that gives us a good clue.
So for Tip the Dog, you know, gave $25 for each paw. That was four. For Bob, the $215, that counts at least for one.
That
for the
counts for one,
and
absolutely. Right. Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, so he's pledging in honor of Bart Starr, number 15. We take Reggie White pledges as well, too. So
number 92.
Or Robert Brooks. Jordy Nelson, just
there you go.
Throwing that out there.
I mean,
speaking of joy this morning, my heart is so full. So Havel put out this challenge. And again, let's recap your challenge, if you would, Havel, because this is something that you felt maybe the Spirit prompting you to give toward
this. I did.
This.
I felt like $25. I said, hey, what about if I give $25, the Halverson House, but here's the deal, simultaneously challenging 25 people to do the same, to give $25 or more to the biggest tip jar promotion, which runs through tomorrow before you start heading out to the restaurants next week.
Yeah, and so again, we have over $3,600 available in matching funds, but only through tomorrow. It's called Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. What we are doing with your help, we'd be so honored if you'd help us, is we're going to go out and we are going to surprise and bless our servers at those restaurants with some big tips. And so Havel said, hey, can we get 25 people to match or exceed his $25 gift? And I chimed in, my bright self, and said, could we do it before the end of the show, before 9 o'clock?
You had a lot of faith.
14 of you have already responded. 14
including
of the 25 we want. Yes, including a dog. Tip the dog from Eau Claire, who pledged $25 for each paw. But thank you to Patrick from Eau Claire for a $25 gift. Steve and Sarah from Cameron, a $50 gift. Christy from Colfax, a $100 gift. She mentions one of the restaurants she mentions that could use some help. And she says a little slice of Italy in Colfax, her hometown. And And we also just had an anonymous pledge. And I know the third member of the show isn't here right now. Susan, our wonderful new friend, Susan, who pray for her as she goes through this shoulder surgery, that she'll be able to come back to us soon as she hopefully has a very quick recovery. But a friend of Susan's from Bethesda Lutheran Church in Eau Claire says, I want to be anonymous, but she said, I love hearing Susan on the air. I've loved hearing about Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And she is giving $500.
Ooh, wow.
$500 toward that match. We are getting there. Praise the Lord. We are getting there. And this with God, all things are possible. And I have to say, kind of putting this together the last couple of days, I'm like, are people going to catch the vision of this, that we just want to be hands and feet of Jesus Christ? We want to make someone's day. And it's something that Susan kind of reminded me of. She said, man, when I was a server in a restaurant, she said, the way that it would buoy my spirits and put joy into my life when someone would leave a nice tip. And it's not solely about the material goods and solely about how many dollars and cents are in there, but the fact that someone deliberately tried to give extra above and beyond to give some, put a smile on someone else's face, in their heart, in their soul. And so we can't wait to do that. And again, I keep coming back to this. It's all of you collectively embracing our restaurant community and service people who depend on tips for a living. It's all of you giving a big old bear hug and saying, Jesus loves you, I love you, and I want to do something special for you. So again, we are 11 people away from reaching Mark's challenge this morning and getting closer and closer, Lord willing, to seeing our match met by the end of the day tomorrow.
Hi, this is Doug Madison. I'm the one that won a printer from you guys here a while ago. Anyway, I would like to donate $50 to the tip jar. So, and I'm from Sand Creek, Wisconsin. There you go. Good to hear you guys, and love WWIB. Bye.
I got to meet Doug. Thank you, Doug.
Me
appreciate
too,
that.
At the concert, at the Jason Gray concert.
I got, and then right after that, he came in and got his printer.
Yeah.
From One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire. And so, great listener, and you can just appreciate his love for the station. So, all right, fantastic. We're trucking right along. We're giving you an update on where we're at in the $25 challenge. Looking for 25 people to step up, give 25 or more into the biggest tip jar by 9 o'clock. All right, what's the update?
The update, so going into weather, and it looks like some are coming in, so I'm going to have to do a replay review after this. But Halvo had challenged folks for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And again, we just want to make people's day. We're going to go out and give some big, big tips next week to local restaurants, and not just in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're willing to travel further as well, too. So we'd love your suggestions about places we can go, and we'll go as many as we can. But Halvo had said that he felt moved to give $25 toward the tip jar this morning. And the challenge was, if we could get 25 people before 9 a.m. this morning, 25 other people to match or exceed his $25 gift for the tip jar. And again, every single cent of this is going toward our local waiters and waitresses throughout Western Wisconsin. We're going to bless them. We're going to encourage them. We're going to let them know that they are loved, they're seen, they're not forgotten after such a hard year. And we have $3,660 available through tomorrow night, through tomorrow, to be matched. So we're trying to get ever closer to seeing that matching number made. But the initial challenge this morning, again, is 25 people giving $25 or more before 9 a.m. And going into weather, we had 17, just eight away. And we've got 24 minutes left, 24 minutes left to get eight more gifts of $25 or more.
Have you included Jake from Fall Creek?
I have, yes.
Okay, so he's in there. But yeah, we got Michelle from her business. Her photography business has been blessed, and so she's donating $100.
Thank
she says
you,
she's
Michelle.
Been very blessed. I don't know if I say the photography business or not, but congratulations.
Michelle Monson Photography.
Yeah.
Let's give him a shout out.
Yeah,
thank you
well.
So much.
Thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad your business was blessed this year. So that's the way to go. This is just awesome. I feel emotional about this
24
morning.
Minutes. Can we get eight more people giving $25 or more? WWIB.com. Click on the big red banner or go to WIB.com/tip jar.
Love that tune. Thomas Rhett with Chris Tomlin on the WIB Wake Up Show. A morning like no other. The opening day of the Masters. And we've got the Master Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God. And people are just giving and giving to the biggest tip jar promotion.
Oh, my goodness. My heart is just so full with the way you guys are giving, with still a full day left to see if we can meet that match. But Halvo's challenge, the challenge this morning was, could we get 25 people or more to match his $25 toward Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. Again, it's at WWIB.com, WIB.com/tip jar, or just click on the big red banner at the top of the page.
And people have come out of the woodwork. It's been awesome all over. And before the show's done, we want to get the names.
We're going to recognize everybody. Yeah. And here's the thing. We've got some exciting things coming up tomorrow as well for our very last day. Because there's some local businesses who are saying, not only are we going to support others, but we're going to do something special as some incentives too. And we didn't ask this. They're just doing it. So,
I heard from a dear friend, Mary Jo. She's our chief American volunteer with Teamwork Africa. And she, her husband just had a heart attack, and he's on the mend. Continue to pray for Roy Sorensen. And she said, you can count on me for $25 to the biggest tip jar promotion. So thank you to her and so many great listeners chiming in. We made it.
And we're at 30 right now. We asked for 25 and God.
Yes.
God did it. He went over it above and beyond.
I mean, I felt led by the Spirit to do the challenge, but I'm so glad because for me, I thought, well, it may take a couple of days. And Caleb, you were like, can we do it by 9? And by God's grace, we did. So hallelujah, we're celebrating. All right. So an exciting morning. But I wasn't so excited at the Y yesterday where I got on the scale. And now on Saturday, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be specific about them. I was 188.4, and I was happy. Now, I had not had lunch. I had dinner out at breakfast at Randy's that morning, but I'm like 180. Listen, I've been coming down slowly from 195. So
sure.
At 5'10", 188, I'm like, I was pretty happy. I took that, Caleb, wrongly. I took it as a green light to have at least, maybe, well, now that I think about it, since then, 3 of my daughters frosted delicious cupcakes. I took that as a green light to have the giant double chocolate muffin that Paul Anthony left on the WIB.
I saw that, but I passed it by, and it looked so inviting.
Oh,
I'm glad that you enjoyed
it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm glad you did, because it was a two-handed type muffin. Beyond that, Michelle brought in on Tuesday, it was delicious, leftover lemon meringue pie from the Easter table. She said she's the only one who likes lemon in her house. That went great with the coffee. Yesterday, though, post-lunch, post-pad thai, the Rice Palace downtown Eau Claire, I was over 193. I'm like, 5 pounds since Saturday? Yes.
What?
So hats off to Betsy with Physicians Weight Loss, but that hasn't been my experience, so.
Wow.
And you had a great comment about that this morning in terms of loss and gain.
And here's the thing. I was just thinking about how hard it is to lose 5 pounds, and how easy it is to gain it. Because it is really, and it's like, oh, I lost 5 pounds. And it's like, well, I think I found it because
I know.
You know, and that's why, again, giving a shout out to our Betsy from Evening Shoe, because she is just slaying it right now.
I mean,
just phenomenal. And she's over halfway to her goal. Again, she's lost, I think it's like 31 and a half pounds. And she was telling me the other day that she said, this is sustainable. This isn't just something like, there's an initial hill to climb. But she said, I can live this way. I can still, you know, have a good, healthy relationship with food and maintain this for the rest of my life. It's not something where I can't wait to get off it. She said, this is real. So, again, just want to give her a shout out because she has just been absolutely laser focused on this. Super cool with Physicians Weight Loss.
I've been laser focused on dessert. So that's a problem. So. I mean, it's just like there's that. You just kind of gobble it up. So anyhow, hats off to her and join her in that success. Join us in asking for Torrin Wells with a gift of 45 or more tax deductible to WIB Incorporated. We've been talking a lot this morning about the biggest tip jar promotion. It's just 1 week. It's today, tomorrow, and it's all done. And then out into the restaurants. But hey, ask for Torrin Wells if you're able to give a gift of 45 or more tax deductible to WIB Incorporated. We'll give you a final rundown on the giving for the tip jar before focusing the family at 9 here on WWIB. Well, you guys got us happy dancing today. Of course, mercy me, WWIB, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. But Caleb, what a morning this 60-degree Thursday has been.
Absolutely. And again, recapping what we are trying to do in this 1 week, this 5-day challenge, is with your help, going out next week. We're going to be blessing some unsuspecting waiters and waitresses with big tips. After the most devastating year ever for restaurants, we want to say you're seen, you're not forgotten, you're loved, and we want to leave behind a really, really big tip at local restaurants throughout Western Wisconsin. Yeah, we're willing to drive. We want to make sure, again, the huge WIB listening area, we want to be able to go out to a number of different communities. We're calling this Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. It's presented by our good friends at Marquardt Motors. They're your hometown Chevy dealership. And again, we just have today and tomorrow left. And through tomorrow, we're challenging you. We've challenged you, man, did you step up today to match the funds in our online tip jar so we then can go out and surprise these restaurants and their workers, their staff with some big tips. Marquardt is matching up to $2,500. Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls is adding $500 to our tip jar. $250 also generously given by Hawk Electric of Western Wisconsin. You can see all of our sponsors at wwib.com/tip jar. They're the ones who put up the matching funds to start this. We have $3,660 available to be matched, but only through tomorrow. And again, wib.com/tip jar, wwib.com/tip jar, or click on the big red banner at the top of the page. But recapping here,
yeah, it's been amazing.
What Halville put out this morning felt spirit led to put in his $25 and then challenge you all to do the same.
That 25 people could give $25. You then said, can we do it by 9 o'clock? And we did, right? We got to 30 or more.
You were saying, can we do it by the end of the matching time?
Right, tomorrow.
And we still, again, have through tomorrow to see that match met. But could we get $25 or more from 25 different people? Here's who gave this morning. Yeah. We want to thank all of you. Rosemary from Menominee, Renee from Barron, Marion from Tony, Tip the Dog from Eau Claire, who gave $25 for each of his
four
paws.
Times. Thank you, Tip. We love you.
Marcy from Bloomer, Ben and Crystal from Chippewa Falls. Marcy gave $100. Ben and Crystal gave $103.70, just like our friend Dan the trucker from Janesville this morning. Betty from Eau Claire gave $25. Patrick from Eau Claire gave $25. Steve and Sarah from Cameron gave $50. Christy from Colfax gave $100. Again, our friend Susan isn't here today. She's out for surgery, but a friend of hers from Bethesda, who wanted to be anonymous, pledged $500 for the tip jar this morning. Karen from Ladysmith says $25. Jake from Fall Creek, $25 to the tip jar. Doug from Sand Creek, $50 this morning. And we still have more. Virgil from Whitehall gave $100 this morning. Julie from Eau Claire, $100. Anne from Chippewa Falls, $25. Jim and Marie from Menominee, $25. And you know what? I know they already gave and gave again. Troy from Holcomb gave $100. Gina from Menominee, $25. Michelle Monson, photography locally here, gave $100 and more
on
that. She put up a challenge for tomorrow as well. Mona from Sheldon, $25. Jackie and her family from Eau Claire, $25. Shelly and Carly from Chetek, $25. Angie gave $50. Nick, our good friend Nick at Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes in Chippewa Falls, $200. Thank you, Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes, and also putting up a fun pledge for tomorrow for the last day. And Mary Jo from Eau Claire, $25. Anne from Medford, $100. Erin from Menominee, $100. Dana from Fall Creek, $25. And Marty from Wausau at 94.3 FM, $200 given today for Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. Saying my heart is full after 34 of you responded. We were looking for 25, and God blessed above and beyond. And it gives this promotions director a lot of hope that, hey, this matching fund, we might indeed see that match by tomorrow, God willing. Just thank
you. I don't know. I tell you what, when you add up everything there, we're getting close.
We're getting there.
We're
and again, we've got a day and a half left. A day and a half to reach it.
And there's nothing wrong with completely smashing it, breaking it, topping it, exceeding it.
We're
right?
giving away every single cent of this to local restaurants as we surprise, again, our server and a lot of places. They'll probably distribute it again to those behind the scenes as well. That's how it works at a lot of restaurants. And can't wait to see how this all turns out and to be able to report back to you on our social media and on the air about these big surprises for Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar.
We got to get out of here to give a little time for Mid-Mornings with Michelle to follow Focus here on WWIB. Back tomorrow. Thank you so much. Reminding us again why we have the greatest listeners in the world and why this is the best morning show around, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. God's grace.